morning.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we come to you, we are your children.
天父，我们身为你的儿女，我们到你的面前来向你祈求。
The sheep of your pasture.
我们也是你草场上的羊。
The ones that you love and care for.
是你那么的爱，而且那么的关心我们的。
In many ways, Lord, we are needy.
那我们也很多的需要。
We live in a very troubled world.
我们是在一个很多麻烦、很多问题的这样的一个时代。
But we find our peace in your word.
我们却可以在你的里面，从你的话语有平安。
We find our strength in your word.
我们的力量也从你而来。
We find our understanding of who you are.
我们能够更多的认识你。你是怎么样的一个神？
So this morning, will you open your word to us?
求你再一次的把你的话语向我们打开。
That if there's something there we need to learn, that the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts.
那在我们的心里面来检查，看有什么我们需要更加的学习的，求圣灵来带领我们。
Thank you for taking care of each of our families in the church.
我们为每一个家庭蒙你自己的保守平安来感恩。
You've been good to us.
你对我们都很好，太好了。
And we thank you for it.
我们谢谢你。
So go with us this morning, Father.
今天早上就跟我们在一起。
As we get into your word.
我们要进入你自己的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to something very, very familiar.
那我们今天要谈的是很熟悉的。
And if you have your Bibles and you would like to look at Luke chapter 11,
就请你打开一下你的圣经。
We're going to find our lesson in this area.
那就是路加，新约路加十一章。
Now if you can picture in your mind,
我们的心里面来想象一下。
Jesus has been praying.
耶稣正在祷告。
I don't know if he was there with them or if he had gone away and come back, but he had been praying.
那我是不太清楚是耶稣抽身离开去祷告，祷告完了回来，还是说他祷告的时候门徒就在旁边。
But as soon as he seemingly got back or finished, the disciples had a request for him.
那他一祷告完了，门徒就有一个需要来要求他。
That's in the first verse. We can see it.
路加十一章的第一节
Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，教我们祷告。
Now, prayer wasn't foreign to these men.
那这个祷告对犹太人不是那么的陌生的。
They followed the feast.
他们有他们的节期。
They had their own way of praying in different times.
那他们在这个圣会里面呢，有他们的祷告的一些方式。
So it wasn't a foreign thing to them.
所以祷告对神祷告对他们是不陌生的。
So, but somehow Jesus' prayer was different.
但是呢，耶稣的祷告却那么的不一样。
So it says, now it came to pass he was praying in a certain place. When he stopped praying, that one of his disciples said unto him, Lord.Teach us to pray.
我们都知道耶稣一直在祭司上说他常常会去祷告，所以在这个时候呢，门徒就问他了，说你好不好教我们怎么祷告？
As John also taught his disciples.
然后后面有句话说，像约翰也教导他的门徒祷告。
So I guess they had heard about John teaching his disciples about prayer.
所以表示说啊，约翰那个时候也有他自己的教导，然后也在教他的门徒怎么祷告。
So now they wanted the Lord to teach them.
那现在耶稣是他们的师父，所以他也说，耶稣啊，你教我们怎么祷告。
There was something, I guess, about watching Jesus pray that made them want to learn how to pray as Jesus did.
听起来好像就是他们看着他们的啊这个师父主耶稣呢，他的祷告呢，这样一次一次的看到，所以他们也想学他的祷告。
I believe it might have been the way he prayed.Showed something of a relationship with God the Father that they didn't either have or understand.
那特别是有一个部分，他们看到不一样的是，好像这个耶稣在对天上的神祷告的时候，有一种很不一样的关系，是他们从来没有见过也不理解的。
So, I think even if the disciples felt that what they needed Jesus to teach them to pray.I think we too need to be taught to pray.
那如果那个时候的门徒都需要这样主来教导他们祷告，那我们是不是也一样需要主来教我们祷告？
That prayer is so simple that a small child can pray.
那祷告的话，小小的孩子都可以祷告。
We taught our children prayer.
我们教我们的孩子要跟主耶稣祷告。
We teach them to pray before they eat.
我们要在吃饭以前，我们要谢饭祷告。
So even the simplest child can pray.
所以其实祷告呢，对一个孩子来讲也是可以祷告，他们也很简单的、很单纯的可以祷告。
Yet it's such a great thing that the mightiest men of God cannot be said to have truly have mastered prayer.
那在这里呢，却是找到了这个我们的主哈，他的这个祷告的话，更是让我们需要珍惜跟学习的。
In the Old Testament, we have accounts of many different prayers.
那在旧约也有他们的很多的这个祷告的一些内容。
Psalms is filled with them.
那诗篇也是祷告的一种形式。
And throughout you will hear different ones crying out to the Lord.
你也会在旧约里面找到好几个人作者他们所呼求的这些内容。
Now I want you to notice they didn't ask him to teach them to preach.
那记得哈，这里门徒没有说耶稣啊，教我们怎么样来讲道。
You see, to know how to speak to God is more than knowing how to speak to men.
懂得怎么样对天上的神说话，更重要于我们跟人怎么说话。
For we're not looking from power from men.
我们要得能力不是从人去得。
But our power is with God first.
我们要得到能力是从神那里得着的。
So,this request was not learning how to pray, but it was a sense of, Lord, there's something here that we need to understand and to learn.
在这里呢，这些每天跟着耶稣的这些门徒呢，看到说有你的祷告的这个部分呢，我们真的是需要跟你学。
As I said, it was a relationship that they did not.Understand.
那基本上是耶稣对天上的神的这种关系是他们以前觉得没有见过也不能理解的。
And it came as in the first, very first verses 2 and 4.
那这个就从第一句跟第二句表现出来。
He said, when you pray, say our Father in heaven.
所以耶稣就说了，你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us day by day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
And forgive us our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us.
因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
And do not lead us into temptation,
不叫我们遇见试探,
but deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Actually, this prayer, as we're going to break it apart, we're going to see this is the elements of prayer.
那我们把它看为是一个祷告里面的要素，我们要把它稍微分解一下。
I think when he started to pray, the thing that sort of gripped them, and maybe they heard it often, was the thing that he said, "Our Father."
这个祷告的时候说我们的父亲，这个是他们不理解的。
And that showed there was something different.
这个是不一样的，跟以前不一样的。
Because the Jewish people.It's never recorded ever that they ever could call, that they ever would call God Father.
犹太人岂敢从来不敢祷告的时候称他们的神为父亲。
This is a tremendous thing.
这个是太大的不一样了。
He's showing them that God is our Father.
神是我们的父亲。
But you know, as I study the Old Testament,I recognize there that Israel was often called God's wife.
那在旧约的时候，以色列神的选民被称为神自己的妻子。
They were never thought of themselves as children.
所以他们从来没有去认为说自己是神的儿女。
So actually, that was the thing I think that may have made them understand there was a difference.
所以我相信这一点呢，使门徒们看到真的是不一样，跟以前祷告不一样。
Now Jesus taught this in Matthew, this prayer, but it was a little different.
那如果你去从马太福音的第六章去看这个一样的祭事的话，你会发现啊，马太所描述的这个主的祷告文跟路加有一点不一样。
You see, it's not to be like a ritual or a magic formula when we pray.
所以意思是说呢，他是在取他的要素的一个意义跟重点精义，而不是说把它当作一个好像程式公式一样，你祷告要背这样子字字句句的背出来，他们是有一点不一样的。
But I'm afraid that's what it has become.
我恐怕有很多人把它当作是一个公式。
Often we'll say, let us all stand and pray, and we'll start reciting or we'll start praying the Lord's Prayer.
所以呢，我们常常会说，我们站起来。我们用主的祷告文一起来祷告。
And many times it's like reciting a poem.
那好像大家背了一首诗一样。
We know it and we just, word after word, we just recite it all.
那我们是从口里面很顺畅就把它背完了。
You see, that wasn't what he said this for.
那这个不是耶稣教祷告的一个用意。My mother's church, when they want to be baptized,They have to memorize Lord's Prayer.
That's right.
我妈妈的教会以前如果要受洗的话，主的祷告文是必备的哈，就像妈咪现在讲，变成一种模式，一种形式。
You see, in reality, this was not really the Lord's Prayer.
那这个不是叫做主祷文。
This was the prayer to show us the things that we can pray about and what is our privileges in God.
是主教导我们怎么样在祷告里面真的是得着神要给我们的权益。
The Lord's Prayer actually is in John the 14th chapter.
那真正主的祷告文呢是在约翰第十七章。
That was one of the greatest prayers ever written in the Bible.
14 or 17? Are you talking about 17?14, you talk about 14 or 17, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's
17, yeah, the one he is going to leave, right? He was going to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, 好，十七章。
I'm sorry, it's a 17.
十七章，我以为我翻错。Okay, 好。
I quote the 14 so much, it's on my mind.
Yeah, 因为妈咪对十四章很熟，我对十七章很熟。
I'm always like, I just look forward and said, I'm going away and I'm coming back.
Yeah,
and that verse is just really in my
heart. 十四章，约翰十章是耶稣对门徒交代事情，可是十七章呢？是耶稣要离开世界以前对神的一个很恳切的一些很重要的祷告内容。
But the Lord's prayer was very close to his time he was going to suffer and die.
那个祷告是因为他要走了，他要受苦、受难、受死了，所以他才这么的祷告。
Was about the church.
为了教会祷告。
About his children.
为了神的儿女祷告。
What he was praying for them.
为他们祷告。
And it said even those.That haven't seen me. That's
即使那一些就表示我们现在没有见过他的这些门徒们，这些信徒们也为我们祷告。
So actually, we have to understand that we call this a model prayer.
那我们就把它这个主教导我们的祷告文，就把它称为是一个范本，就说好像它不是一个一定要这样字字句句的念出来，那它是一个范本。
It is just filled.
所以这里面呢，充满着神要给他儿女的权益。
You see, the model prayer shows us to come to God as a father in heaven.
这个祷告的这个要素呢，基本的不可缺的要素，第一个是你需要到一个父亲的面前来跟他求。
You know, there was a period of time the relationship down through the centuries has not always been good between father and son and daughter.And father.
我们知道在人类的历史当中呢，这个父亲跟儿女，不管儿子跟女儿的关系呢，有时候是很多问题的。
Today we have so many one parent home.
那所以以至于到演变到今天有很多单亲家庭。
Parents usually the mother.
那通常呢，到后来变成只有妈妈。
And so many people do not understand the relationship of love.Between a father and a child.
基本上很多时候儿女不太理解什么叫父亲的爱。
You may have had a good father that provided for you.
或许你爸爸对你的这个养你供养做得很好。
But he not very often expressed anything to you.
但是却不常跟你表达他对你的爱。
So to those who had a loving father, this seems to be able to grip their understanding better than those who have not really had a loving father.
如果你曾经有一个跟你的关系很亲近的一个父亲的话，那么你可能就很理解这个我们在天上的父是什么意思，比那些没有经历父亲的爱的人更理解。
You see, in the Old Testament, when God called the children of Israel his wife, I'm not married. I wouldn't even understand that kind of a relationship.
就以我来讲好了，我是一个没有结婚的人，所以如果我在当时像以色列人被称为是神的妻子的话，我可能也不理解。
So some and many people today stumble over this very relationship because they've never known what it was to have a father's love.
因为我们跟地上的父亲的关系的这种疏离呢，以至于我们不太能够理解我们天上的父亲对我是什么意思。
I find that this.It's very critical in their lives about their faith.
那这个呢，对一生我们的这个信心也会有一些障碍。
Until you can truly grip the love of God in your life, it's very hard to have the kind of faith that can move mountains.
以至于啊，除非你本身能够体验到这个天上的父亲的爱，不然的话，你要有那种耶稣说的可以移山的信心，有点难。
So many of us, when we go and call him Father, we ought to say to him, but Father, I don't know a father's love. Please help me to understand and know your love.
所以首先如果你是那一位不理解父亲的爱的人，你就先跟我们天上的父亲说，父亲啊，我们不知道什么是天父的爱，所以好不好求你把你的爱来彰显给我，让我体验。
No, when I became a Christian, I knew what faith was. I knew what peace was.
啊，当我成为基督徒之后呢，我知道什么叫平安。
And I knew what joy was.
我知道什么叫喜乐。
But I had a father. It was a good man.
那我爸爸是一个
wonderful man.
啊，很善良的好人。
But I never held a conversation with my father until I was in my 20s.
但是呢，他没有跟我有什么对话，一直到20岁。才好像开口跟我说话。
My father was, they were young parents. You know, my father was only 19, and my mother, I think, was 18, and my father was 20, and my mother 18 when I was born.
我出生的时候，我爸爸妈妈就在这个18到20岁之间，好像应该是19岁。
My father wasn't well, they didn't know it, but he had diabetes, no doubt, from the time he was a child.
那我爸爸他啊很努力的工作，但是呢。出了20岁的时候就发生了这个这个一型的这个糖尿病。
He was just very quiet.
他是很安静的人。
He worked hard.
他很努力的工作。
He'd come home.
回家。
He loved hobbies. He had his hobbies.
他有他自己的喜好。
But as far as my relationship with him, the only thing I can remember is he would take me up to his mother's house.
那唯一我记得的是，他会牵着我的手带我到他妈妈，就是我的奶奶的家。
I say all that because.Maybe your father, you know, some are mean, hard, abusive, but mine wasn't.
那我的爸爸并不是那种很严厉啊，会对我很苛严的那种父亲。
But I really never would understood what they meant by a father's love.
但是我也一样，我不能理解什么叫父亲跟儿女的关系。
Now I know a great part of father's love is supporting and taking care of the family.
那我知道父亲的一个爱家庭的一个很重要的成分是他们。来供养这个家庭的生存。
But what I'm talking about is a love that is expressed.
那我讲的这个爱，除了供养以外，还有一个彼此间的那种表达。
A love that makes you feel special.
这个爱让你觉得你是很特别的。
A love that you know understand.
然后呢，是让你可以理解什么叫爱的。
And when we have had that kind of love, it's easier to understand whenOur Father, our Heavenly Father's love.
如果你经历过这种地上的这种父亲的这种关系的爱的话，那么讲说我们天上的父的时候，我想对我们就容易多了。
So we have to understand then that it may not be easy when we say it for some of you to really grasp hold of that sense and that security. And that's what the world calls it.
那我们记得哈，妈咪在讲的这个是我们祷告里面很重要的要素，就是说你要去很就是很有那种体验式的来体验说我是像对我那个爱我的父亲来祷告。
No matter how good you are, if you haven't got a husband, or if you don't have one that makes your children feel secure,
那
这种 to understand this love of God.
这种对于天上的父亲的这种关系的一个认证呢，基本上是一个安全感。一样的，我们地上的就是丈夫也好，或者那个如果没有的话，缺乏的话，就是会缺乏那个安全感。
I hear the children, Dorothy's grandchildren, or the little boy will say that he loves his daddy, and the little girl comes show her muscles, and she said, "My daddy has those," you know.
You mean James or Jennifer? OK, 好。那我的女婿的孩子呢，他们来的时候呢，就会跟妈咪夸说你，我爸爸的这个肌肉很大哈。
You see, those children feel secure.
那他们呢，谈到爸爸就觉得很安全。
Mama can give them all the love she wants, but that security comes through daddy.
那妈妈给孩子的爱是无可厚非，也是细水长流的哈。但是呢，爸爸给他们的爱，他们却拿出来好像感觉很引以为荣一样。
So it may be for some of you that as you think about this, Father, I need to feel your love. I need to feel that secureness of your love.
所以如果当中有人你是那个没有体验过父亲的爱的，那妈咪要激励你去跟神要这个父亲的爱的一个对你的浇灌跟彰显哈。我这里插一下哈，事实上爱是要从神来，神是爱。那么这个罗马书第五章告诉我们，圣灵要把爱浇灌到我们的心里面。我们可以要。
You know, I think about Paul.
我想到保罗。
Now, this is not biblical.
那这个不是圣经上有讲的。
I'm just tracing a little of the history I know.
我只是从历史上的一些追踪或者是研究。
Paul was a very learned man.
保罗是一个有就是很好的一个学术根基的人。
He sat at the feet.Of one of the greatest teachers of that time.
上次我们提到他在这个很有名的一个老师的门下来受教。
But he was in Jerusalem.
那他是在耶路撒冷。
Paul was born in another country.
但是这个保罗他不是在那里生的。
But you see in the Jewish,
他有罗马籍。
Just like the Chinese and the Jewish thinking, the son was a very special one.
那在当时候呢，对于这个父跟子的这个儿子是很重要，就像中国人一样很重儿子。
And so when that son, like his father, living so far from Jerusalem, but he wanted his son to have the very best education, and he was sent to Jerusalem to learn and sit there at the feet of the greatest.
那这个保罗的爸爸当然对保罗一定也很宝贝的哈，可是呢，他却不惜把儿子送到那么远的地方去，为了要让他受教育，做好的教育。
And later on, Paul could say, "I am persuaded."
所以以至于呢，这个保罗可以说我有这样的信念。
But there was another thing.
另外一件事情。
And this is what you and I.That may not feel that security of a father's love.
即使你对于你地上的父亲没有这种安全感的爱
，may need
那 may need
this.
Yeah, 或许你缺乏这个。
Now Paul on the road to Damascus.
那这个当扫罗要上大树去的时候
，heard the voice
大树的路上听到声音
of Jesus.
听到耶稣的声音。
I'm not sure if it was a vision or just the light.
他。圣经有说他有一道光照他，那他有没有看到他的影像？我不知道。
And in that moment, Paul knew who he was.
那就在这么一照呢，保罗马上，扫罗马上知道这个是谁。
Now Jesus had to tell him who he was, but Paul recognized the Godhood. He recognized the power that was there.
那这个耶稣呢，他显现的时候呢，本来保罗跟耶稣是没有关系的哈，但是因为扫罗在这个有这个基本的知识，对于父神对天神的知识，所以当这个耶稣显现，他马上知道这是神。
So Paul never flinched, even when he was beaten, even when he was stoned, he went right on ahead because Paul had a great security.
那因为保罗从那次以后呢，在跟神之间的关系。 就有一个很紧密的一个安全感，以至于让他可以在后半的人生呢，不管遭到怎么毒打、怎么逼迫、怎么遭害，他都不害怕。
Paul was blessed in that his father's security was very real to him.
所以这个关系的安全感对他来讲就是一个他的一个能力。
But that wouldn't be enough.
但是这样也不够。
He might understand the love between a son and a father better.
或许他在这个父子之间的关系他是理解的。
But it's when we get our eyes on Jesus.
但是一个很重要的，他的眼睛要转向耶稣。
And through our reading the word, we understand God.
那从那里，从耶稣神的儿子理解神。
Until we recognize that love.That God has for.
以至于我们真的领受到神这一位天上的父亲对我这个孩子的爱。
I'm spending time here, I know.
我在这里在这一点上用了一点时间来解释。
But I think this is a very important part.
但是我认为这是一个最重要的开始的一点。
And the closer you get to the Lord,
你越靠近神，越领受这种爱。
Through His Word.
接着他的话语
He doesn't give us revelations. Have any of you had visions? Have any of you seen?
那当然，我们在神给的这个圣经的启示之后，他就很少给我们这些人去看像扫罗那种异象了。
But if any of you read his word and suddenly it came alive to you, understood it, your heart was warm, there was something there that you knew that God was speaking to you through that.
但是呢，并不代表我们没有神没有启示给我们。当你在看神的话，这个圣经是新旧约圣经是到后来完成之后我们拥有的哈。那么当你在看神的话的时候，你突然就好像见了异象一样，一道光照到你的心里面，然后让你扎你的心，然后让你看见真理。神的话语是我们跟神领受这个关系的一个很重要的因素。
Now, when we think, why the difference in relationship between Israel and the church?
那我们或许在想说，以色列人跟神的关系跟我们现在教会跟神的关系是不一样的，哪里不一样呢？
Now, this is what I feel and believe.
那这是我自己的想法。
It's because of Jesus.
就因为耶稣使我们不一样。
Jesus is God's son.
耶稣是神的儿子。
The church is God's bride.
然后我们教会是神的新娘。
We're the wife of Jesus.
我们是主耶稣的新娘。
So because Jesus is our husband, then God is our father.
所以呢，因为耶稣就称为我们的丈夫。之后呢，当然他的父亲就是我们的父亲。
So it's a wonderful thing that to know and understand, but he is our father.
所以呢，从这里我们可以领受神的话语，借着我们对主耶稣的深深的认识，爱他之后呢，我们更能够领受天上的父亲。
But he went on to say something that he didn't want us to forget.
那接下来他要我们注意一个要素。
He went on to say our father in heaven.
再来他说天上的父
，So we see that this is the relationship, and yet we know God's place.
那这个天上的父表示说呢，我们知道他的这个崇高，他在哪里，他的位置在哪里。
This is our heavenly Father.
是天上的父亲。
This is the one in a place that's holy and glorious. That's where our Father is.
这个是在天上那。尊高圣洁的一个地方的一个我们的父亲。
You see, he's in a place, he's a God, not like our fathers that were weak or maybe strong, but yet had their problems. He is a God of majesty and dominion.
他不像我们地上的父亲，多么好的父亲都有他的弱点，也有他的不够的地方。他是天上的父亲，他是那一位有自主能力，他是全能的父亲。
Second Chronicles 26 tells us this.
This is
right on that thing. It's right there.
Okay,
I'll just give it.
Okay, 好，那个
Just listen to me as we speak.
历代志下
O Lord God of our Father.
我们的天上的父
Now we're seeing this is a Jewish man. And he's
saying, 我们的主，对不起，不是父
O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven?
你不是天上的神吗
？And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations?
你不是那一位 在掌管各国列国的神吗？
And in your hand is there not power and might?
你不是那个全能的神吗？
So that no one is able to withstand you.
所以没有人在你面前可以站立得住的，这个是在那个约沙法的祷告里面。
You know, when I read this, and I think, Lord, I could put this in the newspaper today.To let them understand that the age that we're in, he's still the God of the heavens that rules over kingdoms and nations.
我几乎要把这段放到报纸上去公告了哈，说我们的神那一位神，到现在还是一样掌管列国万国的神，他有主权。
You might say today, Sister Schwartz, if God rules over nations and kingdoms, why are all these things happening?
或许你说如果神真的掌管列国的话为什么今天到这个局面呢
they're even talking about it getting worse.
那而且呢看起来越来越糟
I want you to see that some of the things that are going on is some of the things that God and Jesus in prophecy said they will go on.
那么这个局面呢现在目前这个越来越糟的局面呢我们不要惊讶哈神的话语在先知书里面早就预告我们了。
He tells us that in the 24th chapter of Matthew, as well as in Luke and in Mark.
那不管是马太或者是路加，他们都有预告这个现时代的这个末世的时候会有怎么样的一个很不好的局面。
And as we read that, we understand that what is happening is that God is marching on in history.Toward fulfilling his prophecy.
事实上，我们的历史是已经拉向他先知预言的一个尾巴的这个时候的情况。
You and I are living in rather exciting days as well as hard days.
那即使是那么的难的一个时代，事实上我们是可以期待的，我们是很兴奋的。
We are living in days when the prophets and the men of God look forward to this.
是那些。早期的先知所在预告这些先知们，他们其实很期待看到这个后面的结局。
You don't have to go far back in history.
你不需要回归太久去看到这个先知预言的这个成就。
Go back about 200,
250 多年
years ago.
250年之前就好了。
Even early, later than that.
之后也可以。
God's men who were writing commentaries and talking about the future, they were if they would say, I don't know how this thing aboutIsrael coming back again will ever happen, but God said it's going to. But you and I, since 1948, saw how God fulfilled that.
那这些在很注意先知书预言的这些研究圣经的人呢，在一两百年之间呢，就已经很注意到说快要发生了，是快要发生了。就在1948年，跟我们很近的这一年，以色列复国。
He said there will be plague.
这个是圣经所预言的。
There's going to be famines.
然后呢，也提到会有饥荒，也会有瘟疫。
But he said, don't let those things worry you. Look up because your redemption's drawing nigh.
那他特别提醒说，你不要因为这些事情你就愁烦。你要知道救恩近了。
Now I confess to you, I don't know how long it will be before Jesus comes.
那我跟你讲，我也不知道耶稣来是什么时候。
In every age, they've had terrible times.
那每一个时代好像都有他们的祸患。
But what's happening now is that they're getting harder and they're getting closer together.
问题是越来越严重。
So he's telling us, look up then.
所以他说呢，你要盯着，要看着，要注意。
So as he's praying, this man is praying, aren't you the God in heaven? Aren't you the one that rules over the kingdom and nations?
所以这个王就祷告说，你不就是那一位掌管万国的这一位神吗？
So Psalm 115,
天上的神吗？
Psalms 115:3 says this.
那诗篇115篇这样讲。
He is a God of power and might, but our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases.
115篇的第三节，他说呢，我们的神在天上，随自己的意志行事。
Psalm 11:4 tells us.
诗篇十一篇第四节。
He sees everything.
他鉴察所有的一切。
Don't forget that.
他的慧眼察看世人。
The Lord's throne is in heaven, but his eyes behold His eye lead tests the sons of men.
我们的天上的父亲的他的宝座是在天上，离我们很远哈。但是他的眼睛却查看世人，都看见了。Now
this is the one that Jesus is saying to us. This is our Father.
那么这个就是耶稣在介绍给我们的说，你们在天上的父是这样的父亲。
We're part of that family of God.
那我们是这样的一个父亲的家里面的一员。
We must always remember He's God.
记得他是神,
all powerful,
常常记得,
all holy,
全能的神, 圣洁的神,
all loving,
而且呢全爱,
but the judge of mankind.
但是他是公义审判的神。
But those are His, that's what He is. But I think one of the things that's the greatest part of Him is He loves mankind.
最里面的最让我们注重的一点呢，让吸引我们，就是说他非常的爱人，
and he loves his children.
爱他的儿女。
Some of you would look at me, what you might say to me, Sister Schwartz, what I'm going through. Do you think God loves me?
或许你回顾一下说，
yes.
妈咪呀，我过去的那一段经历，你认为神还是爱我吗？
Yes, I do.
我要跟你说是的。
Down through my life, I've gone through some things too.
我自己也是一样，我的人生里面的过程有很多让我觉得。
And I question too.
是很有质疑的一段时间。
But God tells us it rains on the just and the unjust.
啊，记得神的定律是这样子哈，他降雨给好人，也降给歹人，大家一起在这个世界里面生活。
He said this body goes back to the earth.
然后我们这个身体呢是要归土的。
There are many, many types of diseases and things that are all over the world.
光是讲病，生病就好了。各种病，全世界有各种大病、小病、重病。
Our bodies have a way of stop working, or our bodies have a way of malfunctioning.
那我们的身体既然是土所造的，它就在这种腐朽的下面被病来侵犯。
Sometimes it's our fault.
那有时候是我们自己做自己该受的。
It's just seemingly happening.
那有时候呢，是在我们的不能选择下面发生的。I
suffer from diabetes today.
我今天我跟你说过，我有糖尿病。I
never questioned God about.
我从来没有说神啊，为什么我有糖尿病？You
know why?
为什么？
My grandmother was a diabetic.
那我的奶奶或者是外婆有糖尿病。
My mother was a diabetic.
我妈妈也有糖尿病。
My father was a diabetic.
我爸爸有糖尿病。
I never listened to what should be done not to be a diabetic.
所以呢。
我就从来没有质疑说为什么我是一个糖尿病人。我即使知道，而且呢，我也从来不必会去吃那些会血糖会高的那些食物，甜点啊，那些我喜欢吃的。What I'm trying to say to you is, life moves on. Life is what it is. Where we're born, we have bodies that are not of the earth, so we go through these things. But the marvelous thing to me, down through my life, has been the fact that. Just a moment, I have to do something.
那我要跟你讲的是，我们这个身体。They
stopped it now.
身体本身呢，既然是要归土的，好，那人生就是这样子，大家的人生都是这样子。
This is the marvelous fact to me.
那对我来讲，这是一个
God's child.
成为神儿女呢，对于这个部分呢，我来面对他的时候呢，对我来讲是一个很奇妙的。
We're going to go through the fire.
他有说过我们要经过火。
We're going to go through the water.
我们要经过水。
But I will be with you.
那这个重点在哪里呢？他说呢，这个天上的神说呢，我要跟你在一起，陪你经过。
Some of the things that I've gone through.
那我也经历过一些事情。
Has made me closer to him.
反而让我更靠近他。
So you see, he tells us, I know evil things come, but I will bring good out of them.
他也预告告诉我们说，有一些不好的事情也会来临到你的身上，但是呢，他会互相效力，让你得到益处。
He said, I go to and fro to do good, not evil.
因为呢，他说呢，他跟我们很肯定的说呢，我的心意是赐平安的心意。 不是降灾祸的心意，记得哈，他是有能力的哈。Every
once in a while, he would heal me.
那有时候在一些阶段里面呢，他会医治我。But
there was a purpose, and I recognized that.
那如果说没有医治的部分是有目的的。
So we're in the hands of our Father.
所以记得，既然你说我们在天上的父，你整个的生命，你这个人，这个孩子，就是在他的手中。
So let's not question him.
所以好不好？我们不要再质疑神对你的爱。
Well, sometimes I know we do, but let's try not to.
有时候你想不通的时候，偶尔会有这种情绪，但是呢，好不好？我们就啊，避免这种对神的质疑。
Let's trust the word of God that tells our Father.
我们就在这里跟他祷告的时候就说我这是爱我的父亲我要向他祷告
cares about
因为他关心我
Some of us are rather stubborn
有些孩子是很固执的哈
We want our own way
我们喜欢我们要的我们就要
We want it like we want it
那不管怎么样我要的我就是觉得我要的是最好的
As I watch the children grow up
我在看着孩子长大
And I see a nice, sweet little boy that when he was a little toddler was, oh, just the sweetest thing.
一个小男孩呢，从他开始出生长大当中，非常的可爱的一个孩子。
But now these stubbornnesses are coming.
那现在你就越年纪越大，就看到那种顽梗的那种固执的那种特性。
And his mother is a very strong disciplinarian.
那妈妈对他的管教是很严格的。
And I can see the struggle between the two.
所以那个孩子的顽梗的那种特性呢，跟妈妈的管教就会有一些拉锯。
And I think to myself now that, you know, that's the way I've been with God sometimes.
那我就回想一下，其实神跟我之间的他跟我的管教，我对他的拉锯也是这样的。
Things that I wanted and I felt like, oh, I couldn't give it up, Lord. There's nothing wrong with it. I would give him all these kind of things, but.After I surrendered to him, I found out there was things wrong.
我可以给神，我可以说神啊，其他那些
benefit
我不在意。可是我认为这个对我是好的，而且没有错的，我就不想放弃。可是呢，后来当我降服在神的下面的时候，在我的父亲下面的时候，然后呢，我就完全的知道说，哦，原来这对我是有益处的。
So we have to understand, my friends.That he is our Father in heaven.
所以我们要理解哈，当我们说我们在天上的父，这个天上的意义，还有父亲的意义，我们要不是只有用口讲，我们心里面要在这个跟神的关系里面。
He's not my father that's looking for a job.
他不是那一个想说looking for a job, 本部。
Yes.Just looking for a job.
Okay, 他不是那个地上的父亲，好像有时候被辞工，然后找工作，好像不稳定这样，不是像这样的父亲。
God controls everything.
那神是那个天上在坐宝座，而且他是凭己意行事的那位全能的神。
So we understand then, if we can get hold of this truth.
如果我们可以好好的抓住这个事实。
I believe God can use this in our lives.
那我相信你身为神的儿女，可以好好的。来被他所用
Because he's sort of getting around to the thought and to tell us there's an area in our Christian life that we must submit.
你这一位天上的父亲会偶尔不时的在你旁边提醒你说你还有哪一些地方还没有降服下来哦还没有真的像我的孩子一样哦
But we just know then.But along the way, if you're going to get victory, you're going to have to submit.
所以不管怎么样，哈，我们一定要能够在这位天上的父亲的这样的一个权柄下面，这样的一个权益下面，完全的就要降服下来。意思是说呢，我的心就全部归给我的父亲。
Paul, Jesus told Paul this.
那耶稣也对教导保罗。
When he was on that road on his face on the ground,Jesus said, "Why are you kicking against the pricks?"
耶稣对保罗的这个扫罗的那时候叫扫罗哈，他的问题是说，你为什么用你的脚踢刺呢
？Why you stubbornly keep doing what you're doing?
为什么你那么的顽梗去做你认为那是对的事情呢
？And I believe maybe the Lord should speak to some of us and say, "Why are you still knocking your head against this?"
或许我们当中还有一些儿女哈，在神的这个照顾培养管教下面也是对我们有这种讲说你为什么那么的固执那么的顽梗呢
I'm a God that changes not
我是不会改变的
Where you know man changes
人会改变可是神不改变
Church doctrines change
那教会的这些教义有时候也会有一些变动
But let me tell you God never backs down or changes
但是我们的神你的天父 绝对不会改变。
Only one or two times you'll see that in the Bible when God seemingly was giving something to Moses and Moses said, "But Lord, what will the others think if you do this?"
那啊，他因为他这个特性呢，就可以让摩西来对啊神对话的时候，他这样说哈。如果你改变了，因为他曾经想改变这个约，他其实是他的心是不想改变的哈。但是当他啊，摩西用这个神的这个信实不改变的这一点呢，来对神说话，对神很心动的。所以摩西说，如果你这样的话，那外邦人怎么看我们的神呢？
But he declares, "I change not."
所以呢，基本上呢，我们的神对我们的一个啊宣告跟安全感，就是说，孩子。我是不会改变的。
That's why if we humble ourselves and ask forgiveness and follow Him, we're going home to be with
Him. 所以，让我们身为儿女的呢，让我们来改变。我们要谦卑、恭敬的在他面前，好让我们能够平平安安、顺顺利利的回到家，跟他永远的在一起。
But God doesn't care who you are, where you come from, who your father was, if you're rich or not. If you don't confess, you'll die and go to hell.
那神对世人很爱，可是呢，他因为他不能改变，所以他的公义是绝对的。好，那么这个神呢，他对我们的世人呢，他有一条路，有唯一的道路回去的路，他提供给我们这个路，就是一定要经过他的儿子，而且经过悔改才能够回到家里面去。这个他也是不改变的。
But it also means the other side of the coin. If I promise you something.I don't change.
那另外一边是，当神答应你什么，那他绝对不会改变。
And every promise in my book that's for you.
那每一本书他所给我们的这个他的默示呢，他说呢，孩子，这个都是给你的应许，就是约哈那个约，他是守约，是慈爱的神。
Like Job said, I wished I had a stone and I had a piece of iron to write it into this stone.My Redeemer liveth the same way God has it in an eternal stone, His word, and He will do it.
连这个在受苦受难啊，这个约瑟呢，他都可以这样来见证说，我巴不得我有一块石头，我用笔把它刻下去，就是我刻这个是千真万确的哈，就是没有人可以推翻的。我的救赎主活着，我的神。还是在那里不会改变。
You see, we come with some great handicaps.
他的话不改变。我们有时候我们有那种属灵的这个残缺。
We come with cultural thinking.
我们的文化上会让我们成一个残缺的
属灵人。We come with the human natural sinful thing.
我们会有人罪性里面让我们残缺的啊这个属
灵特性。We come with the thinking of education that they've driven into us since we were children.
连我们从小受的教育都会让我们成为一个残疾人啊属灵的残疾人。
And that's why we have to recognize that we have to humble ourselves, understand, know God, and know that He is our Father.
那就是为什么我们一定要在面对他跟他祷告求恩的时候，我们一定要知道说他是我天上的父亲。
All those things that I just mentioned to you,
那这些我所提的
are hindrances.
啊，就好像我们的一个残一个一个半叠的一个绊脚石一样。
But they can be overcome.By the blood of Jesus.
但是一切都要借着耶稣基督为我们所流的宝血，能够让我们顺利的到他的施恩座前祷告。
Now I told Mrs. Hugh I tried to stop in a half hour.
那我已经答应说我需要停下来。
So the next time we'll get maybe more than just the first verse.
You want to go on some more?
No.
好，那我们就先停在这里哈。我有跟他提，我说可能你不要讲太急，因为这个是很丰富的。那请他呢就稍微把它。分开一下，好，那我们今天就先到。有没有问题 ？Any question？ 有没有什么样的实际的啊、
yes.
要问妈咪的？有没有
？I'd be happy to answer questions.
呀、yeah, ，我们能够大家能够啊随意一点，好不好？啊，敞开跟他问好吗？
妈咪 ，I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. See, so you said like God usually not change, but in Moses, very seldom he change. He never change, but when Moses pray, Moses pray for the Israelites, and he did change his mind. But besides that, he said change not, right?
Mm-hmm. But you see, in that particular
wait, what's your question?
Okay.
What's your question?
刚才他讲的是，他说神是基本上是不改变的。然后他摩西大概那一两次为了以色列人祷告的时候，他又改变。然后别的地方是听见
的。问题，什么是你的问题？你在
我就问他是不是神有那么一两次是有改变的。
Okay.
But you see, he came with one of the things that was dear to God's heart, and that was his people. And here God was saying, I'm going to destroy them. And Moses gave him very good reasons.
那啊，在这里呢，啊，妈咪的解释哈，刚才刘磊的问题是说，是不是神在那里，是不是要，是不是会改变？那现在妈咪的解释是说呢，事实上，他所爱的，他对这些百姓的爱是没有改变的。
And one of them was, what would the enemies think? If you destroy your people, they'll think that you're weak.
那事实上，妈咪要衬托出来的是说，你不是就是那个不改变的神吗？好，连摩西都有这种信念。那如果你这样的话，人家会怎么来误解你呢？
And so it seems as if God reconsidered then. He thought Moses is right.
那基本上呢，在那里表示说神跟摩西的对话是很亲近的，像有时候是面对面，然后是像朋友一样这样在商量啊。那神呢就很喜欢摩西的这样的一个想法，所以呢他跟他很认同的，就没有改变。
Now what Moses was talking to him about was not written in the scriptures.
Not in the scripture?
Not in the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
But so we have to understand this was a conversation between two people, two entities.
Oh, okay, okay. 好，他意思是说呢，他跟啊神在谈的这个事情是他们私下的一个谈话，私密的谈话，事实上百姓是没有听到的。
He never made a prophecy about it. God didn't.
那也没有在圣经里面，你看神的这个整个的那个预言哈，他的预言里面呢，他的永恒的旨意里面没有提到说他要改变他的这个约。
He wasn't going against his word.
所以并不是说他反悔，他好像出尔反尔，不是这个意思。
In a sense, it was he was telling Moses how he felt.
那事实上是一个神这个情绪的一个表达。
And how he what he wanted to do at that particular time.
那基本上
because of the rage.
基本上事实上摩西对他的这个回应呢是很安慰神的心，是他本来就是要这样做。
So in a sense, it was something that Moses reminded God.
那等于说呢，摩西用很认识神的、深深的认识神的这种里面的心来赶来这样子对神说。
And it seemed like God respected,
好像在提醒他一样。
It seemed like God respected Moses' thinking.
那神很安慰，神也很尊，就好像很重视摩西的这样的一个祷告哈。像刚才那个约沙法王的祷告，也像在好像在提醒神，是一个表达人的那个很深刻对神的心的很亲密的那种祷告。
But when it comes to a written law, written statement, or prophecy, or something like that that God has given, He doesn't change.
那对神的属性来讲，我要跟你绝对的说，从圣经的预言，从圣经的神的自己的表达，神是不改变的。他说，好像那个不转动的影儿一样。
This was a different situation.
所以这个是一个我们的理解要啊、要清楚说，这是一个不同的一个。人跟神的关系在旧约里面，像摩西跟神这样面对面的关系，是让我们是好像才拉一点点啊啊，让我们看到而已，从来没有的。就亚伯拉罕也有啊，这样有没有啊？有没有回答你的问题
？As we go through each of these, we're going to see a little doctrine. We're going to see the heart of God. I hope the Lord's prayer.Is never the same to you after.
对，对我来说，这个啊，想要跟大家来一起好好的啊，深入的去学习这个主耶稣教我们怎么祷告的要素哈、啊，让我自己都很兴奋，所以我很希望能够对大家有益处。
Let's just bow our heads.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for our ladies and our gentlemen.
啊，天父，我们谢谢我们当中的弟兄跟姐妹。
We pray that you'll take the word into our heart, warm our heart, draw us closer to you.
我们特别求你把这些话语能够啊深深的植入我们的心，让我们心里面不但有你爱的温馨， 然后让我们也更靠近你。
Keep us from evil this week, Lord.
我们也要这样求你说啊，让我们不要遇见试探，然后呢，救我们脱离凶恶。
And help us to lift up our hearts and our heads.
让我们不管我们的心，我们的心思。
Recognizing that our Redeemer is coming.
让我们真的是有这种很迫切的意识到说，我们的主跟我们很近了。
Amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Thank you. Thank you so much.